currently, I haven't encountered any obvious maybe opposition in Swaziland as I move around the parishes. However, I am alive to the fact that it was so easy for me to get the two-thirds majority in the House of Laity. It was not so easy in the House of Clergy. And then again, I also know that maybe not everybody voted for me in office. But of course, sometimes that's the price of democracy. But so far, so good. The work has been going on smoothly, and I haven't had any problems with anyone that I know of. Although I have to tread very carefully and make sure that I love everybody and try as much as I can to work with everyone.
One of the biggest problems that you have is HIV/AIDS. What is your role and the role of the church in Swaziland in the face of the pandemic?
The church has been very active in addressing issues of HIV and AIDS. We have been providing support and then also teaching, you know, on behavioral change, you know, how people could change their behavior, and then also supporting those who are already affected by the HIV and AIDS in terms of supporting the child-headed households and maybe the grannies that are now faced with looking after little ones when they should be looked after themselves.
In your sermon, you talk about the relationship between faith and works, and you talk about politicians in Africa and people occupying big positions often think of themselves first. So you seem to be criticizing politicians. Are you going to be confronting the government in your country in any way?
Well, I think my job is to point out, you know, the things that maybe don't do well for the country. I don't believe that I'm necessarily a confrontational person, but I think what I'm talking about is fact that, you know, no sooner people get into parliament, they do talk about issues of remuneration. Sometimes when you look at the way people remunerate themselves, is way, way above the average person, and in the face of our economic situations, that does, you know, make us a little to think a little bit, you know. But at the same time, I believe that the church should walk the talk that will improve people's economic positions, maybe as they talk or more than they talk about it. Because in the end, if you keep on talking, talking, and you do nothing, then you are no different yourself from the politicians, except that maybe you might not be getting the money that they get.
In that case, are you likely to make yourself unpopular in certain quarters?
I always believe in being an Abigail, you know.
An Abigail.
An Abigail in the case of David. Abigail didn't go and confront Nabal, her husband, but she went and talked to David and let God do the rest. Because sometimes in confrontation, you end up by talking and achieving no results. So, in my view, I don't believe that standing up and jumping up and down with placards and things will necessarily achieve the results. So, I believe that the round table, really, if it calls for that, and have issues put on the table and discussed in an amicable manner.
So you're not worried?
I'm not worried because I don't think I'm going to go confronting anybody about what they believe.
But you're going to say what you believe quite strongly and succinctly.
Yes, in my own ways. Not necessarily, you know, in other people's ways, but in my own ways, I will speak about it. And as you speak in the pulpit, amongst the people in your pews, are those who will hear the message and carry it to the right places.